He skated today. He's not at 100%, but better than he was yesterday. So we're just kind of getting day to day. We'll skate him tomorrow morning, see how he feels.
Paul, your team's effort and its game was so good, so tight on the weekend. What are your theories or reasons on why you couldn't duplicate that last night? I know there's another team and everything.
Yeah, So we wouldn't have pure answers for a question like that. That's the great part of the grind here for 82 games. If you take your best game of the year and ask the question, why can't you just play like that every night? That's going to be a tough one to come up with a reasonable answer. I think they got better in the game. I don't know if their first period was the one that they loved in Detroit. And then the second period, some of it's emotion, right? So you play your first, it's 3-1. It clearly should finish 9-3. We should just keep rolling it. If you take the second period, put it in the first, it's a fairly even period. I don't think we gave up a whole lot in it. I don't think their second goal, the first of the second period, is on the goal. I don't like the sorted, obviously, on the third one, but I don't feel through the course of the game that I would have traded chances, taken what we had as opportunities against what they had as opportunities. So,
and then the third, you didn't generate for quite a while.
Nothing. Like for 10 minutes, we had a hard time getting the puck to the net. I didn't think we had a lot of jump as the game went on. I thought it was harder and harder for us to play at a high pace. And so when doing that, then the next thing is, how much damage are you causing yourself? Are you still in the game? I think we were better of the chances in overtime, and may well have had the better of the chances in the third, where they hit one post off a broken stick. We weren't as sharp in the second and third. They were quite a bit better in the second and third than their first. It was a fairly even played game.
I think you're, 29 games in now? How long do you think it should take to kind of have your game, the look of your game, become kind of?
It should be fairly close to now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel that we've only got 4 or 5 guys out of our lineup now. That's a, believe it or not, should be a reasonably manageable number. We have a better team with Tyler in our lineup, Myers and Mark. Yeah, we're a better team, but everybody has to fight with some injuries over the course of the year. I think off our road trip, we've played fairly close to our game. Are they perfect? We don't like the Edmonton game. We didn't care for the result or the facts second half of last night. So at 4-1-1, we would be pretty comfortable with our game.
You were on our Hockey Central program the other day.
Yeah, and I was wrong on that Hockey Central program. This is. I was. I said I never did it. I did it with my goalies, and I did it in a, so I got off the radio, and I got a text from Tom Barrasso, and he said, we put Gelishvili in for Ahonen. It was either Red Army or Moscow or Red Army St. Petersburg, and it didn't turn out well.
Fact checkers didn't catch that. You could have
got away. Yeah.
Here you are outing yourself.
I just came clean.
You mentioned on that program something about Patrick Laine along the lines of, you know, as a rookie, you have to take advantage of your opportunities. Well, our stats department says he's shooting almost 22%
right now.
What does that number mean to you?
I don't know yet. So it's an outlier shooter and an outlier number, right? That's a high shooting percentage. We get that. This is a different kind of shooter. Where that number ends up, I don't know. Be careful about putting a ceiling on it, saying, hey, that's going to come down, because for all the goals that he's scored, there's another 10 there that aren't far off going in. You know, when I just think of the Philadelphia game, Mason made a great shave, just caught the tip of his shoulder. So I don't worry about that number, as we're still learning about this guy. He's getting offense now, and he gets his shots from a certain area where he's really effective. But there's more offense for him, right? There are more places for him to get to. And you know, he's had a line change here in the last 3 or 4, so he's getting a different look in terms of offensive opportunity. I don't know where he ends up with that. We're going to make sure we don't put a ceiling on it.
We put a shot chart together of all his goals. Typically, a shot chart will show, you know, pucks going
all
over the place. His is really odd in that everything is right inside the post or off the post and in all of his goals. can you just give me an idea from what you've seen of him and throughout your career, what level of accuracy he has?
I just go back to that first, you know, eight-day block when I got back from the World Cup in the first four practices. He was really upset with himself, hitting the post and missing the net, and I didn't understand it because I've seen that. There's lots of guys that score in practice, and it never quite happens for them in the game. Not lots, but a good number. There are, but I thought, geez, he's an 18-year-old kid, and he's taking this too hard. He's too frustrated, too easily with himself for not scoring. And then the next 4 days, he just scored on all of them, and then I understood why he was frustrated. He's not used to not putting the puck just inside the post, and he picks his shot, and he gets it there very, very quickly.
So is he consistently, like, since you saw him at the beginning, is his shot consistent like that through practice? Is that what you saw at the beginning? Is that what you're seeing all the time?
There's less, I don't know, I just haven't practiced in a month and a half, so I don't see it in practice as much anymore, but yeah, the shot is that good.
Last one, we went back to the 89-90 season, looked at rookies through 29 games, and so Solani had 24, 21 for Lindros,
89-90, did you say?
89-90.
Okay.
Donald Odette and Ovechkin at 18, and he's tied now at 17 with Malkin. Now, other than the fact those guys are, you know, Hall of Famers, generational talent guys for the most part, the thing that stood out to me is he's the only 18-year-old on that list. All those guys never played their 18-year-old season. Trying to get someone to give me an idea of the difference or between an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old, what an advantage that would be for those other guys.
Well, I mean, for all of us who have kids, the difference 1 year and that, you know, 5% of growth over, there's a big difference in their physical maturity and the understanding. But and I don't have the numbers here, but that stat would be far more interested if you made it relative to goal scoring in the era, percentage of goals based on it. I'm thinking, like in those early 90s, Pittsburgh's winning the Stanley Cup. I'm just thinking of the video that I've seen of how much equipment the goalies were wearing. I think it's tougher to score now. So relative to what the average output, the NHL output is, might be a more impressive number.